Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We just make sure the guys is down, they pick them up, you know what I'm saying? Make sure their mental is good, and whoever is behind them ready to go, make sure they're ready to go mentally good, physically good, spiritually good. So just making sure we all are hitting the cylinders.
Bills cornerback Christian Benford, the AFC Defensive Player of the Week, mind you.
Yes.
Can he keep up that performance?
Had a big game. With the help of Joey Bosa on one play, but then he intercepted on the ensuing drive. So
he will not have that help from Bosa this game, unfortunately.
No.
I mean, it's rough, but now, like with the Bills, when it comes to the pass rush, how banged up they've been on the defensive line, there is one constant through the entirety of the season on the Bills' defensive line that has not made the presence that he should. That's Greg Rousseau.
Mm-hmm.
And why do I say it so harshly? It is because Rousseau is tied for second on this team in sacks with 3.
Yeah, I just feel like that's kind of him, though. He's more of an edge-setting
The player he is
end.
Tied with played 3 games this year in Ed Oliver.
Yeah. I will say I do agree with you, but we've known Rousseau's strength hasn't necessarily been rushing the passer. He's more of an edge-setting, run-defending defensive end. Like, that's the thing. He's not going to hit home all the time. He will get pressure, but I feel like that, I don't know. I kind of expected
he
that to be where he was at. You know?
He doesn't get the finish, and that's probably the most frustrating thing about him in his career is, like, he'll have a pressure rate. He'll cause a little bit of chaos every now and then, but it's about the fact that he's not getting home. And there's a difference between causing a little bit of chaos and getting home. Getting home flips the field. Getting home can change a game.
Mm-hmm.
And this is definitely a down year for him, even on his usual numbers. That's the thing, Joe. When I bring the attention about Greg Rousseau up, it is because of the fact that it's not even getting to where you project out the full 17-game season for him. He's not getting to last year's numbers. It is a down year for him. And this is fresh off of an extension. It doesn't look good, to say the least, that this is what has to happen for him. You need better from him. You need better from Epinesa. These are guys that have been with this team for a while now. Rousseau's in his 5th year. It's not like this is a guy who's a young player anymore. No, you've played through your entirety of your rookie contract as of right now. It's that it's the he's very streaky. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Rousseau has to open the season a four-game stretch with a total of a half a sack. Not great, right? But the Bills are 4-0, so it kind of goes a little quiet. He then follows it up with a four-game stretch where he has 2.5 sacks, which is the rest of his output right now, including one against Kansas City that helped out in a big way.
Mm-hmm.
He forces a fumble. But now these last four games, Joe, he has no sacks. He is not even doing a whole heck of a lot when it comes to tackles for a loss this season either. Though, actually, oddly enough, these last five games, he has a tackle in the backfield, which does create negative downs. It causes down and distance to be a factor. It allows you to get off the field if you're creating negative plays for a defense, right? So he's doing a little bit of it in the run game over the last five games. Mm-hmm. He's at least had one tackle in each game. Not even at least. It's been one tackle in each game. They credit it as a stuff, and in the four games prior, it's half of a tackle, so it's an assisted tackle. But he's still involved, right? That's the good thing. But I need more from a defensive end that got a big-time extension, because I don't know if it was necessarily paying him on the output that he's had. It seemed like it might have been a pay on the what you can become. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's part of the disappointment there with Rousseau this season. It still bothers me that the second leading player in sacks on this team, tied for it, is Ed Oliver, a player who played three games this year. He had a sack in each one of them, so Oliver was awesome, but it's also what was robbed of us. But it's more or less about the fact that they don't get the high-end production on that finishing of plays.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do you see a quarterback manage to escape and they don't make that tackle? It's tough. And that's kind of where it is where the Bills sometimes they can't get off the field defensively. And tomorrow's going to be a challenge.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I think you're seeing a dip as well, just in general, on the defensive line because there's not as much time to finish.
There's only
the
so much
The game plan
you can
against
do.
The Bills is to just throw the ball out as fast as you can or run the ball. There's not a lot of opportunity that other offenses are giving Buffalo to get home because they know their weakness, which is the run. So I think that also plays into the dip in a sense, right? Like, yes, the snaps are going to be the opportunities no matter what, but it's just the people know how to get at the Bills this season defensively and offensively, and I think they're just not putting the quarterback in a position to where he's going to give the defensive ends enough time to finish, or the, you know, the defensive lineman enough time to finish. I think it's a strategic thing more than
I've seen enough.
You know what I'm saying?
But like, I've seen enough missed tackles from them.
Sure, earlier in the season, but that I don't know. I feel like that was more.
And part of it also does have to do with the Bills. You run on the Bills. You don't try to throw on them. You do what works, which is running the football against this defense. So less opportunities to get to a quarterback equals less sack numbers. I still just look at it as I do think that the pass rush has needed to be better, and your best players were taken from you for the season that averaged a sack a game, so I don't know if there's many excuses. Hoyt had 2 sacks in 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
Oliver had 3 sacks in 3 games. While Oliver is seen as a guy and was paid as a guy that is a top-end talent, Michael Hoyt wasn't really known as Michael Strahan, was he? He looked like the best defensive end this team had.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes Joey Bosa. So Bosa, I think, has been fine. He's giving you output that you expected to pay for a one-year deal. He has 5 sacks in 12 games. He's not going to be in for this one, and he might probably – I would imagine he's probably not in next week either. If it's a week-to-week situation, I would give it a couple weeks. 803-0550 is the number to call as we get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to Mike in Cheektowaga. What you got for us?
Just a quick question.
Sure.
Why would we not have put Kincaid on IR? When is he ever hurt for less than 4 weeks? And I just wanted to ask a question. Mm-hmm. If Kincaid or Palmer would have, at the time of their injuries, I know you guys will know this, if they would have gone on IR, we could have saved a roster spot and probably kept Jamarcus Ingram. It just seems to me like it was the Bills obviously thought, oh, he'll be back in less than 4 weeks. And now both of them are costing, are probably the reason why we had to let go of a guy, good special teamers, good extra defensive back, good culture guy. And it's just, to me, that's why I think that probably either one of them is going to get snaps tomorrow. Because if not, I'm sure somebody in the media is going to ask him, you know, did you make a mistake and have Kincaid not IR'd so that you could have saved another roster spot? Mm-hmm. Just to me, really bad judgment. And I think people are might be quite frankly a little upset about, you know, these guys, some of the injuries and, you know, the length of time. And maybe there was a bad knee injury. I don't know. But to believe that he's going to be back in more than 4 weeks, it's bad roster management. I always listen to you guys because you guys know your stuff. So thanks very much.
Thanks, Mike. And to answer your question really on this one, it's the rules. They are operating on it. They don't think that it's going to be a four-week injury sort of thing, and you therefore are looking at the practice window and seeing if they can get back into it.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, this is not baseball or hockey where you can backdate it. Those leagues have those rules where you can backdate injured reserve to when the injury actually occurred. That'd be really nice to do in the NFL, I do think, to really be able to play with roster moves and management like that, would be able to backdate the injured reserve. It would get pretty tricky, it could get pretty nasty, but you could probably get away with it. And I don't know if the players union would necessarily counteract or like really punch back on that, because then you create more opportunities for players to get on roster spots.
Yeah.
So
I do understand his question though,
yes,
in the fact of like Joshua Palmer, we found out this week, really doesn't sound like he's in a good place physically right now. Like, why wouldn't you do that? You know what I mean? And he's still doubtful for the game this week. So like receiver wise, you have Davis now, you have Shakir. Like, you have your guys, and Palmer wasn't out there before. So I'm kind of with him on that. Like, if you're really clearly, from the way McDermott spoke about it yesterday, mm-hmm, it's not the intention to lose Jamarcus Ingram. And that's not his department necessarily. That's the personnel department. That's not the coaching department. He's worried about getting the team ready for the game against the Bengals. So that's what we could take away from his comments yesterday. But, I mean, I can't help but say it sounded a little miffed that he lost the guy. And he was a big Jamarcus Ingram fan. He said that, and he always will be. But you have to think that might have been a way to dance around it a little bit. If you know Josh Palmer's injury, like from also what McDermott said, not really in a good place with that. So, like,
yeah,
I don't know. I think you could have danced around it a little bit. I'm going to be honest with you.
You could have danced around it a little bit.
And I think the whole situation is another just mismanagement issue by the front office and Brandon Bean. So
803-0550 is the number to call. Mario, we got to get to a break, but hang on and we'll get you on the other side there. And I do want to talk more about that point, Joe, of why more than ever it does look like there is a difference in philosophy between the GM and the head coach.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.